And then again, in later Buddhism, there are quite a number of what we call bodhisattvas, beings who've taken a vow to gain supreme enlightenment or Buddhahood, not for their own sake, but for the benefit of all sentient beings. And these bodhisattvas are often depicted in Buddhist art. And one of the most popular of these bodhisattvas is the one known as the White Tara. She's called the White Tara because she's depicted completely white in colour. And the White Tara is a very beautiful, very graceful female figure, seated in Siddhasana usually, and clad in the usual silks and jewels of a bodhisattva, and having a very smiling expression. And like all Buddhas and bodhisattvas in Buddhist art, she is associated with, or even carries, a certain emblem. And in the case of the White Tara, this emblem is the white lotus. In fact, if we look closely, we see that the White Tara figure carries not just a lotus, but a whole spray of lotuses. And here there's a very interesting point to notice, a point which most people don't usually observe, even those who are quite familiar with this figure and this symbolism. If we look at the spray, the lotus spray carried by the White Tara, we find that it contains a lotus bud, completely closed. Secondly, a half-open bud, a half-open flower. And lastly, a fully open flower. These three. Now, what does this represent? One explanation is that these three represent the three Buddhas, that is to say, the Buddhas of the past, of the present, and of the future. But whether or not that is so, we can see that these three, the bud, the half-open flower, and the fully open flower, represent the whole process of growth and unfoldment, which is the spiritual life itself.